it's Morning Hog Brew Review time. 95.7 The Hog, The Morning Hog. That means normally it would be just Riggs and Steve, but then we're like, man, we got to spice it up. Let's bring Josh from SR Parrot back in the house, right?
Oh, yeah.
There
sounds
he
like
is.
A good idea to
hey,
me.
Hey, buddy.
What's up?
Welcome back to the house. We are racing toward Thanksgiving, and we want to get some turkey tips from you later. But really, we were like, let's just
you
do
said
the
tips,
beer.
Right?
Yeah, tips, okay, yeah. Okay. I said, let's just do the beer instead, right? Let's talk about beers. And you were like, hey, I got some like winter beers. I got some new beers that you've never had before. So I feel like our minds are going to get blown. Where do we start?
I'm going to start over there, Tampa Bay.
Okay. Over where?
All right.
Tampa Bay. Okay.
West side.
West Coast, yeah. Yeah.
Cloudy Donkey.
Oh, East Coast,
we know
West Coast.
Donkey.
Oh, I love this.
We've had Day Donkin.
Oh, I love
Day
it.
Donkey. So this is Cloudy Donkey. So it's essentially their hazy version of Reef Donkey.
I love this. This entire Donkey brand.
Yeah, they've turned it into a whole line.
Riggs beer.
Point.
It's basically Riggs beer is what it is.
I went to school with a girl, and her last name was Donkin.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah,
but
it's true.
Okay.
Donkin. D-O-N-K-I-N. Yeah.
Donkin?
Nope.
Oh.
Donkin.
Did she have like an old Lincoln Town car with like 24s on it?
Nope.
Too?
Does she have a donut shop?
Absolutely not.
All right.
Mm. Oh, well, so I don't see the wrong.
Oh,
notes.
Wow.
This smells great already, right? We haven't even tasted it
yet. I know.
Steve's already
5.5% alcohol.
Okay, 5.5.
So super drinkable.
Yeah.
I love the way this smells.
I can tell it's going to taste nice and juicy already.
Same here.
Just
like,
by the smell.
When you put this to your nose, you already know you're going to like it. You know what I mean?
I want to lift a globe after I have this beer.
Mm-mm,
wow.
Mm-mm.
That's really good.
Only Atlas can do that.
Yeah,
this is delicious.
You talking about saying the gunshot?
That is super solid.
Yeah, it's super great.
You know,
wow.
This says it's
wow.
a hazy.
It's hazy. Look at that thing.
It doesn't really. I mean, I guess it tastes like a hazy.
Do I need to educate you a little bit? Or?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm good.
Let Josh give you some.
Well,
some
number
knowledge.
One, if you look at it, it's literally hazy.
Yeah, well, yeah. I know right. by the look, yes, but the taste almost.
But up front, what's the first thing you're getting? Are you getting hops or citrus?
The citrus.
Yeah,
there's the difference right there.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
So those,
I got
you. Your typical IPAs are going to have a lot of hop bitterness right up front, whereas your hazies are going to have a lot more of that juicy citrus flavor due to the hops, not because of citrus actually being in there. And then you'll get your hop bitterness and stuff on the back end.
Okay.
Makes it very enjoyable, a little bit of a softer mouthfeel behind it too. And you'll tell the difference actually quite a bit between this beer and the next beer. They'll contrast quite a bit, even though they're still both IPAs.
Is that why you did them back to back?
That's exactly why I did it.
This beer, to me, I not only want to drink it, I want to bathe in it. I want to have it like just in some sort of
I think
like
there's laws against
like a,
that.
Like a waterfall in my backyard.
Nope.
No?
You can bathe in beer.
Say I like it that
You're
much.
Allowed to do
oh,
that.
Oh, you know what? They do those. Some like the beer spot.
Yeah, that's why I
forgot
said
about that.
Oh,
yeah.
It gives you lustrous
over
hair.
There in O-Town.
Yeah,
I have pretty lustrous hair already. It's just really
you do.
White.
Yeah, you hide,
I wouldn't
you
say
hide
that.
A lot. Yeah.
I wouldn't say that.
Josh, I don't want to show off about
you're saying
lustrous hair.
Anybody has lustrous hair compared to yours. Yeah. So what are you talking
you're
about?
Right.
No, that's right. That's right, bro.
Including
I can have six hairs up here and I'd still beat you.
Yeah.
Looking like
dude,
Charlie Brown up in
you
this
You almost made me cuss. I almost said,
don't make a brew review edit. We got to roll through this thing. All right. Josh is already popping
another
beer. Let's move forward. Sure. What do you got, buddy?
Josh won, Steve nothing.
Ding. I'll do my own side effects. So Sierra Nevada.
Oh, yeah.
Brought back their celebration.
This beer, each year, makes me almost want to take all the other beers and put them away.
Now, number one, look at the color contrast between these two beers. They're from the last beer.
Almost a little little reddish.
You gotta check out the YouTube channel, but...
Okay, well, there you go. There you it is. There's that contrast.
There you go.
Tim. Color palette. Look at that thing.
Big difference, right?
Yes.
And one you can actually see through, the other you can't.
True.
So this is a fresh hop IPA. Mm. So they're taking those hops and immediately getting them to the beer as quickly as they can.
I'm feeling fresh. I'm feeling fresh.
Mm. That is so
good. But yeah,
good.
They freshly pick the hops and then they rush them to the brewery and they're straight in there. So you're going to get, again, some citrus flavor in here, but a lot more of that pine resin.
Yeah. It's got a lot more attack on the front almost.
Like a bite.
But this is everything I like about a beer.
Right.
That's like, hey, drink me! Like that.
Another one, you know, when you think of winter beers, kind of like we had last week, a lot of winter warmer spices and stuff like that.
Right.
This is a contrast to that, but it's a great, it's still... You know, it has, you can tell by the color, a little bit more of a malt backbone behind it.
Yeah,
too,
right.
To balance it out, but God, it's a good beer.
It's so good. It's very, very good. I almost want
those
to get
are
like.
6 packs and 12 packs.
What?
Yeah.
He said 6 and 12.
That's 18, right? Wait. Add it up. Add it up. Steve, get up. Hold on. Steve's going to do the math real quick. Okay.
Yeah, he's doing. Yeah, it is 18. I almost have to take off my shoes.
So you can find those probably at srprod.com/beerfinder.
Yep.
Oh, good. Whew. Good. Okay, good. I know we got more beers. Let's take a break. I got to do math. It's a Morning Hog Brew Review on 95.7 The Hog.